Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to try to throw a little bit of understanding upon something that's a big problem, at least for many people. It's the classic question, why did God allow evil? Now, we believe in a God who's all-wise and all-powerful. That's the God revealed to us in this book, the Bible. We trust in God's eternal purpose and plan, but we don't always understand it. So why did God find it necessary or good to allow Satan's evil to happen? And then once it happened, why did God allow it to continue? Now that's a question that's troubled philosophers and thinkers for centuries. And in addressing the question biblically, we should start in admitting that right now, we do not live in the best possible world. If there was one less act of evil, one less murder, one less rape or robbery, or one less of 1,000 smaller evils, the world would be a better place. So, if God is all-powerful, why hasn't He made this the best possible world? Well, part of our problem is that we think that the best possible world would be a world that we imagine to be the world of innocence. We usually think that the best possible world is the one where sin has never occurred. We wish that we could go back in time before Satan fell, before sin was introduced into the universe, back to the time before Adam and Eve sinned, before sin was brought into humanity. We think of the world of innocence, the world that has never known sin, as the ultimate world. However, in God's eyes, it seems that the best possible world is not the world that has never experienced sin and evil, but the world that has been redeemed from sin and evil. In the book of Revelation, we're given a unique insight into the worship which surrounds God's throne. At one point, the 24 elders cry out to God, glorifying Him because of His creative power and majesty. And this is what they say in Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created. Okay, that's praising God for His creative power. But in a later passage, the elders sing a new song, one that takes the praise of God to what I would say is an even higher level. This is Revelation chapter 5, beginning at verse 9, where we read, and they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for You were slain and have redeemed us to God by Your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. As we follow the course of God's entire work of redemption, we are driven to see that the work of redemption is greater than the work of creation. If the innocence of the original creation was most important to God, then He could have made worshiping robots, which would declare His praise, but they would not declare that praise from willing, thinking hearts. But for God to have the allegiance of creatures that are more than robots, sin and rebellion must be permitted. The greatest work of God is in redeeming those creatures of His who have rebelled, but by His grace they've turned their hearts to Him. Looking at the eternal purpose and plan of God, as it is set in motion, we can't help but be pained at the magnitude of sin and evil. And we admit that this is not the best possible world, but we absolutely believe that it is the best way to the best possible world. The best possible world is the world in which all things are resolved, where all true righteousness is rewarded, where all true evil is properly judged. It is the resolution of all things in Jesus Christ. This is another place where our understanding of God's eternal purpose can help us make it through another day, right here, right now. So the next time you wonder why a particular sin or evil has been allowed to confront your life, remember that God's greatest purpose is found in triumphing over that evil. Now, we may long for a state of innocence, but God knows that His glory is most evident in His work of redemption, and He invites us to be a part of that work. Join in with God's great work of redemption and do it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.